All right. Pledge of Allegiance.
7:02 p.m.
7:02 p.m.
This is a meeting of the Parks and Rec Commission of the City of Derby, Monday, December 9th, 2024.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay.
John Bittman.
Here.
Ron Sill.
Here.
Bruce Sill.
Here.
Heather Buten.
Here.
Jose Rivera asked to be excused. Michael Kelleher asked to be excused. And there's a letter on file that Diane Smith has resigned.
Okay. Are there any additions or deletions and acceptance of the agenda? Are there any additions or deletions of the agenda?
I move we accept it as presented.
Thank you.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Acceptance of the minutes from September 9th, 2024.
I accept them.
Heather, a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Public portion. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak? Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak? Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak? Hearing none, move on. Any correspondence, Dennis?
No.
Okay. Director's report. Dennis?
Okay. Well, I'll go in line with the report that you guys have. Start with, I had a recent meeting with Brian Hall, our new finance director, at which time he provided to me the numbers for the 2023-2024 budget. So those are what you see in this report. I mean, they're self-explanatory. We started with 300. Recreation receivables came out to be 111, a little more than I thought. And then I gave back 27,000, I guess, probably, which is not a good idea, but you know, it's too hard to spend it sometimes. And we had about 20 part-time employees in that year. So just want to share that with you guys. I believe financially, we did a good job. And that's all I got to say about it. Any questions? Okay, so I'd like to start working, but the purpose of my meeting with Brian was to start talking about next year.
Right.
Okay. So if we could, you know, put something together with some help. Or some other minds, so that I could meet with some people to get some preliminary stuff going.
Like our chairman?
Yeah, the chairman, yep.
Well, anyway, and,
anybody else? Heather, are you interested in Doug?
Yeah, I'll help out.
Basically,
sure.
There's some things that I really want to talk about, and it's new, okay, because it has to do with my position and some things that we could do better at. I'm going to try to pursue a building manager for Parks and Rec. Okay. I don't know what kind of chance we have for that. We have three buildings. We have a Riverwalk. Our Ryan Complex is a building in itself, even the artificial turf. Okay. So we have facilities that we need to care for it, and I think a little better. I don't know what else to say about it. I have a proposal. It kind of fades me out of that stuff. All right. I'd like to phase out slowly out of this job. And there's some parts of it that are particularly tasking to me. And, you know, I'd rather wiggle out than run out the door. And so this is one step for discussion that may help me in that regard. But I also think it helps the city. And I don't want to go through the whole thing right now. But I don't think it would be expensive at all for the city. We do well recruiting retired people, okay? And the whole system in Parks and Rec, you know, if anybody that worked for them, you know, we don't have benefits. We don't have vacation time. You just get paid for what you do. But, you know, a retired engineer would be a good fit for something like this. We are starting to see some maintenance problems with the new building. Okay, it's 5-6 years old now. And they're going to start coming. They're coming a little bit, and the complex is showing some wear and tear. And we have spent, we're getting close to spending $30,000 already on repairs at Ryan Complex. And that includes the track, the mound, and the batter's box, really. Okay. But those things are going to be regular maintenance issues. So I don't know. I want to talk about that if we could. And that would be a building. We have three buildings, okay? A big one. And I'm not really the right guy for that. I mean, you know, I could stay on top of things, but I got to call in contractors all the time. I'm not mechanically inclined. All right, moving on. Any questions?
No, thanks for advising. Thanks for advising the committee and hanging on. Let us know what we got to do here. Yeah, work with you for sure. You know,
well, it's a good idea, I think, but I'd like to say a whole lot more about it, but not tonight. All right, we have here that agreements have risen regarding renting the. Okay, that's arguments. I'm sorry, that's right. A wrong word.
I knew exactly what you meant.
Yeah. You know, I didn't proofread it.
Sounded good for a minute.
Yeah. Well, listen, there are agreements now, I believe, but there were arguments. So I kind of thought that I would just share some things here. Okay. I don't believe that we should charge another school a rental fee to come to our fields. I show you what has happened during my career. Okay, we had to build this place. During that period of time, we had to play all our games on other people's fields. And we didn't have a problem at all. That, you know, I can't even remember an obstacle when we were seeking help to play on other people's fields. I don't even remember us having any arguments about it. I think we were treated very good by our neighbors. I think we should reciprocate the same. And that's, I think we're going to get to some permanent decisions in regards to that. So however they come out is the way they're going to come out. But I thought that it's important to share this information.
Okay. When did we go from... basically just saying, okay, you can use the field to, now we have to go through you and this board and then the Board of Aldermen.
Well, okay, so how it is if we make an agreement and if the agreement fits our proposals, then we don't have to do anything.
Right.
You can just do it with me.
Right.
Okay, but when a modification or any change is requested, then it has to go up the ladder.
But it doesn't fall into one of the categories.
No, that wouldn't be any modification. Any change in price is a modification. Okay. The adult men's programs that have rented Ryan Complex, Ryan Field, in the past year paid the full price. You know, the soccer group paid $15,000 for 10 games last year. Then they sold their business. So there'll be somebody behind them. The rugby program paid $1,500. We pursue collection from any adult program that wants to come to our complex.
Those weren't derby organizations.
Right. They're not, you know, in-house derby organization.
Right.
Okay. And even if they were, I'm not sure. You know, I don't know what we would do. We don't have, you know, an adult program that we don't have an adult program derby situated that plays on our fields. I mean, we don't charge men's softball.
Right.
But, you know, that's different. In any event, it did cause some problems, some anxieties. I think they subsided, but I think there's work to be done, and I think it's going to be done. So stay tuned for that. We're doing basketball registration. We kind of finished it, and we teamed up with Aunt Sonia. Our numbers are low for us, and thank God for Aunt Sonia, because we can place our kids on teams that they have. So that works out nice for us. Little League, I want to say something else in regards to permitting other schools to play on our field. And I'm going to tell you a prediction from me. We're going to be looking for a partner, but not in that much of the near future. And I mean another school. All right. This, you know, Little League is feverishly working to get players. They're having meetings already. They probably had four of them already. And I know they're having a hard time because they have a chalkboard with all their numbers on it. They're having a hard time. All right. The baseball team now that we have, I'm told that once this senior group leaves, this is Derby High School, our numbers subside. Now, if you parlay that with two years of no Little League team, we're not going to have a team. Okay. And that's just baseball. And all our sports, high school, are in trouble. We developed some new sports that are okay. They're doing well. Volleyball, I guess that's okay. And it's a great game because it's a game. Football, soccer, and baseball are in trouble. And I predict that we're going to look for a partner school in the very near future. Because we have to. That's my thought.
Even football, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pop Warner doesn't, we don't have a youth program, okay?
Right.
We had an 11 under team that I'm not sure they did much. I you know, they had one game in Derby that didn't go well at all. All right. There was big problems. We're in trouble with youth football. And I don't want to say too much about that because I want to do something with that, but I'm not going to say it now. And you know what it is. Right, John?
Yeah.
Okay. Because we're going to have to step in for football. So football doesn't have a feeder. Not really. Not really. They're that's the seventh and eighth grade group. It feeds the high school.
Right.
They're in step. Okay, they're not playing. Okay, so that's, you know, again, I'll go back to what I said. I expect us to be partnering up soon. We've done it before when we had it.
Yep.
But
I know Emmett's in trouble too, right? Emmett O'Brien?
I don't know. Well, but they have kids in school.
I don't think they won any games this year, right? They don't have many kids.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what I heard, you know. And we did partner up with them at one time, right?
Yes.
Yes, for a couple of years, yeah.
Just an idea. I mean, you know, who knows? We're going to be reaching out. You know?
Well, I mean, I think that direction and some of the things that are happening in grammar school and 7th and 8th grade specifically, you don't see it there. And they're next in line. We're in trouble up there already.
Yeah.
We're 0-18. Yeah. You know, I mean, okay. All right, so Little League is working hard, but they are, you know, they're having meetings and they're shaking the bushes. But it's not really going well. Next, I have, we had some problems with our pool that it got freezing cold and it took 3 months to figure out. We replaced a lot of parts. We were hoping that this, we'd repair something, hoping that that was the difference. It was not. On to the next thing. It was not. 14 working contractors came to rescue us from our cold pool. The 14th rig did a jerry rig on one of our valves and got the heat going. 14. Some of them ran right out the door. I mean, we got some mechanics up in our ceilings. It's just scared the hell out of everybody, to be honest with you.
Old.
Yeah. But anyway, we got the heat back, but we lost a lot of money. Our swim teachers, yeah, they couldn't really do what they wanted to do. They did a little bit, but we do well with swim lessons. And when that pool goes down, we get hurt. So it took 3 months to get to the bottom of it.
Bottom of the pool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't closed for 3 months.
It was hit or miss. Listen, the tough people went in. Me.
Good for them.
Two others. That's my report. You see the where we're at, recreation receivables right now. That should be plus 10, but it's not.
That's from when? July?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it for me.
Okay. Jen is not able to make it tonight.
She the record should reflect that Jen Moffitt signed on at 7:08.
Oh, okay.
In the middle of it.
Jen, you have anything?
Hi, everybody. How are you? Sorry, I'm in the middle of a scrimmage here at the high school.
No problem.
I signed on a little bit late. I listened to, you know, kind of Dennis's report. We did end up, I know, I'm not sure if I reported this. I think the last meeting, we didn't have a meeting when I was there, but we were having a hard time finding a middle school basketball coach. We were able to find one. We just did tryouts Friday and Monday. We had 38 kids try out, 18 kids made the team. So there is a plethora of kids. I know Dennis Pitt said that his tryouts kind of registrations kind of ended, but there may be some other kids that may be looking to get in now, if that's a possibility for those kids. Outside of that, you know, kind of buckled up the field after the game the other night. I had kind of already done that and then had to kind of put everyone back in the press box and things, but did that again today. So everything has been winterized and put away. We are having some pallets delivered to put the track jumping mats on, just off to the side next to the two garages. Storage sheds that are there on the property just to get them off of the track so it doesn't cause any damage over the winter. And as far as outside, I think that's pretty much all we have going on right now. I mean, indoor track goes out and runs unless it's below the standards that we allow them to go outside with. So there's still kids that are actively participating down at the field. And as well as in the weight room, the weightlifting program will start up again next week. So that's really everything outside of the school itself. In regards to football, I mean, listen, the program consistently keeps growing over the past couple of years. I know it seems the opposite of what it should be doing. We started with 55 kids or 50 kids and ended the season 40 strong. So I think the football program with the coaches that we have in place and the kids that we have, I know Dennis, what Dennis would like to do, and I think that's a great plan. Love to see if we can make that work, just to get the 7th and 8th graders involved, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders involved. But I think our program is going in the right direction as far as football goes. Some others are low in numbers. The girls cross country team may be pretty low in numbers next year. Our girls soccer team is very low in numbers this year. And our girls basketball team actually has a few more players than we did last year. So that's good. Volleyball is really strong. The boys soccer team numbers were very strong. Both our softball and baseball signups for this year already are very strong. So that's kind of where we're at right now from a high school standpoint. And that's kind of all I have for tonight.
At volleyball, is that boys and girls?
No, so it's girls in the fall. We don't offer spring as of yet. I don't know that that's going to be something that is a big enough ask of the kids. It's also a very short season, and we already have baseball and outdoor track, and our track programs are really large. So I don't know that we would have the headcount to do a boys volleyball team. But if the kids inquire about it, we'll do the research on it. But the girls' team definitely, it's only their second year in existence. They went to the first round of the state tournament this year after only winning a few games last year. So the program is definitely strong, and hopefully we'll continue getting, enough kids to keep that going, and it grows year over year for us. Okay. Anybody have any questions?
Nope.
Okay. Thanks,
Thank you, Ted.
You're welcome.
Okay. Go on to number 8, new and other business, meeting calendar for 2025. It's going to be actually every second Tuesday, except for the month
second of Monday.
Second Monday, yeah. Thinking the VFW, that's my second Tuesday.
Except for October, right? October's yeah. The only one?
Except for October, it's going to be October 20th.
Good by me.
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
That's at City Hall and Zoom.
Right.
I guess we're going to have to find at least one more member for the board.
Right. Yeah. I'll call Linda tomorrow and have to get busy.
Thanks.
You have a motion for that schedule?
Yeah, I'll motion it. I'll motion the schedule.
Second.
Discussion? Hearing none? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Brings us to adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I think it's 7:27. I don't bring my phone.
Yeah. Yes, it's 7:27.
It's not like me.
Yes.